981 2NM, the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. I'm joined by what has become a regular guest, David Lazell, our member for the Upper Hunter. David, how are we doing?
Yeah, pretty good. Thanks, Bear.
That's the way. Now, there was some discussion recently, yesterday on this very show, between Pete and myself talking about the supplies of vaccinations coming from rural regions like ours and going to the city. What do you know?
Yeah, look, it's really important that we talk about this as a community and realise why these decisions are being made. These vaccines are going down to help the Year 12 students who are going into that critical Term 3 to do their exams. And these are all students down in southwest Sydney. They're students that come from disadvantaged areas, the majority of them. And, you know, they really need our help to get through this final year and to get on with the next stage of their lives. That area is in total lockdown at the moment. So the state government's made a decision to move some of the vaccines down into their area and vaccinate these students so they can go on and do those exams. And look, Bear, I understand that a lot of people are going to be concerned about vaccines going for regional areas to the city. But I guess I'm asking people to think about it in terms of helping our neighbours, helping our cousins, helping those who need our help. Because there's been plenty of times when, you know, we have fires, we have floods, and we receive the help of others. So at this time now, I do ask that people of the Upper Hunter understand why these decisions are being made.
Not just a community here in the Hunter, we're a community here in New South Wales. And as I was saying to Pete yesterday, this is like sending ammunition to the front line, because the front line's in Sydney.
Absolutely, Bear. You know, the best protection that we've got in the regional areas is if we can keep this lockdown, or this outbreak inside Sydney, and managing those LGAs. The people down there are really making sacrifices on our behalf at the moment, the way I see it, by continuing with the lockdown and their efforts in trying to make sure that this does not break out of Sydney.
And if we can help out perhaps one budding scientist in the future, they might help us prevent the next outbreak of who knows what's coming in the future.
Absolutely. I think it's really important that you know, we see ourselves at helping people in need at the moment.
David, mining rehabilitation reforms. What's going on there?
Yeah, look, this is some news that came out during the week. It's all about rehabilitation of mines. And most importantly, some of the regulations have been tightened up there. This was something that was discussed a lot during the by-election, and I really recognised it as an issue that people were worried about. Mines, some of them are doing a fantastic job of rehabilitation, but some aren't doing as well. And we need to sort of, you know, pull it all together, tighten up the rules so that we can see what these mines are doing in terms of rehabilitation. So the mining regulator has tightened up those rules. There will be management plans that will be publicly available. Those mines will now have to report against those management plans, and the public will be able to see for themselves how each of the mines are performing against each of those management plans. So I hope that it really promotes that rehabilitation, but hopefully it promotes transparency for everyone who lives in the Upper Hunter to see what these mines are doing about rehabilitating their works.
David, we were out at Liddell a couple of years ago, and they specifically took us there to see what they're doing rehabilitation-wise, and some fantastic work. But I do ask the question, with these reforms, if somebody was to sell a mine, whoever buys it, will they be compelled to continue with the rehabilitation? Will that be an important part of the selling contract?
Absolutely. The rehabilitation comes with a bond that is given to the state government, and the state government hold that like an insurance to be able to spend against that on that particular works if anything happens to the company. But no matter who owns that mining license, who owns that mining area, they have the responsibility to rehabilitate that area and that land, and that cannot be sold off or diluted in any shape or form.
All right. Well, thank you very much for keeping us up to date with all of that. Dave, are you looking forward to the weekend, are you?
Absolutely, Bear. That's right. I've got Saturday morning netball with the girls, so looking forward to that.
Good luck in the game. Are you goalkeeper or goal attack?
No, I'll be on the sidelines with a nice warm cup of coffee, but if you know netball, it is freezing down there.
Indeed, indeed it is. David Lazell, as always, thank you for joining us this morning.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bear.